はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here.
Sachiko here. Postcards, Chapter 9. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
So, I like the sound of that.
Yes, it's the final chapter.
Yay!
Yay! In the romance between Ishihara-san and Sasaki-san. What's going to happen?
I hope it will be a happy end.
I'm leaning the other way.
Hmm? Why would you say that? My goodness, we came all the way here and you're going to let it flop? Are you kidding me?
I take it you're pulling for them.
I've been rooting for them since chapter one. If they don't get together, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Me too.
Now, the last time we checked, they played the last mind game of their life. Mm-hmm. So they actually tricked each other into showing up at a chapel, right?
Yep.
So I'm assuming that this chapter is going to be a good one, no?
Natsuko-san, what can you tell us about today's conversation?
Well, what about just jump in and listen to it?
All right. Now there's three people in this conversation. Ishihara-san, Sasaki-san, and...
Let's just jump into the conversation.
All right. Here we go.
Ishihara-san は Sasaki-san を妻として健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？
誓います。
佐々木さんは、石原さんを夫とし、健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？
誓います。
よろしい。新郎と新婦は神と回収との前において夫婦の誓約をなせり、ここにこの男女の夫婦たることを宣言します。では、指輪の交換を、誓いの口づけを証とし、これより二人を夫婦とします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
石原さんは佐々木さんを妻として、健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？佐々木さんは石原さんを夫とし、健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？
誓います。
よろしい。新郎と新婦は、神と回収との前において、夫婦の誓約をなせり、ここにこの男女の夫婦たることを宣言します。では、指輪の交換を、誓いの口づけを証とし、これより二人を夫婦とします。
次は英語が入ります。
石原さんは、佐々木さんを妻として、健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？
Do you, Mr. Ishihara, promise to care for, devote yourself to, and live together with Miss Sasaki as your wife in sickness and in health?
誓います。
I do.
佐々木さんは、石原さんを夫とし、健やかなる時も、やめる時も、いたわり、尽くし、 生涯を共にすることを誓いますか?
Do you, Miss Sasaki, swear that you will care for, devote yourself to, and live together with Mr. Ishihara as your husband in sickness and in health?
誓います。
I do.
よろしい。新郎と新婦は、神と改宗との前において、夫婦の誓約をなせり、ここに、この男女の夫婦たることを宣言します。では、指輪の交換を、誓いの口づけを証とし、これより二人を夫婦とします。
Good. The bride and groom have made their marriage vows in the presence of God and the congregation. I pronounce this man and this woman husband and wife. So please exchange your rings. Your kiss is the oath that is the testimony by which we shall call you husband and wife.
夏子さん、どう思いましたか?
あ、よかったですね。安心しました。
もうほっとしましたね。本当に。
You both can relax?
Yeah, I'm just relieved for them. My goodness.
I agree.
After all those postcards sent between each other, how could you not have a good ending?
Right.
I'm really relieved for them.
Is it the ending though?
Uh-oh, is there more? Is there a chapter 10?
We'll find out next week.
Okay, we'll find out next week. Okay.
But in the meantime, we kind of wanted to take today to show you, I mean, you deserved it after 9 weeks of waiting or 8 weeks of waiting. Yes, they're getting together. And we wanted to take today to kind of introduce a Western style wedding in Japan. And now you heard the conversation and you're probably not too familiar with a lot of the vocab words. But once you heard the translation, probably a few bells started ringing.Now we're going to go in and take a look at the vows and what was said. And I think you're going to be surprised at how close it is to the English.
Exactly. 石原さんは佐々木さんを妻として健やかなる時も辞める時もいたわり尽くし生涯を共にすることを誓いますか?
石原さん、 Do you take Sasaki-san as your wife in sickness and in health to cherish and... I actually don't know the rest of this. What's the rest of this?
Natsuko-san's gonna help us out with that. Natsuko-san.
Why? So who among us actually got married and heard the vows in person?
Well, I was the best man, but I was a little worried about the ring, so...
You weren't really paying attention, were you?
Yeah, but let's take a look at it part by part. Okay. And my favorite part, in sickness and in health. So Natsuko-san, can you give us the first part one more time?
石原さんは Sasaki-san を妻として...
Okay, stop right there.So we want to point out here is the 妻として, wife as. And here we have the object marker, wo. And what are we marking here, Natsuko-san?
Sasaki-san.
So, Sasaki-san as your wife. Followed by?
健やかなる時も.
Healthy times, which in English is health, as in sickness and in health.
And then we have next, sickness.
やめる時も.
Sick time.
Now this word here, yameru. Now this is the only time that I've come across this word used this way.
Yes,
me too.
It's
never...
a very old style Japanese.
I agree.
The first time I heard it, I thought yameru, keiko, and I was like, is someone
quitting?
Yeah.
My goodness, last minute? Okay.
really last minute.
Truly.
But if you look at the character, it's the character byō in byōki.
Mm-hmm. Which is sickness.
Exactly.
So it's not quit, it's when you're sick.
Yep. So some people were probably wondering about that, and there is your answer. Next we have.
Itawari, tsukushi.
To cherish?
Wow.
Yes. To respect, maybe.
Or yeah, to care for.
And tsukushi, maybe devote yourself to.
Good
to
translation.
To care for and to devote? Who says we don't give you great information?
It's beautiful. Use it with your girlfriend right now. Use this word. I itawaru you. Beautiful.
I itawaru you?
Oh, yeah.
How do we use it properly?
私はあなたをいたわります。I will take good care of you.
Oh, I'm a little smitten now.
Oh, well, try it. Try it at home.
Try it. Itawarimasu.
Itawarimasu.
私はあなたをいたわります。
I just felt something in my heart, just really warm. I'm just feeling really warm right now, so.
I think Natsuko feels a little left out.
Okay.
Let's give her one.
Okay.
私は Natsuko-san を いております
はいどうもありがとう次行こうか
yeah woman of the 20th century yes very cool
alright but the point is いたわる
でも well we usually don't use it in daily conversation do we
I don't know
well Japanese couples usually don't talk about their feelings that much to begin with so
also I noticed that you know the worditawaru is usually used for third person. Someone in the topic, but not someone you talk to.
Can you give us an example?
Like, you know, husband can say to someone else, 私は妻をいたわります But maybe not directly to the
person to
the
you
wife.
To.
僕は君をいたわるよ That sounds maybe a bit awkward.
So what would you say?
大事にするMaybe 大事にする is a more frequently used word.
Which just means just take good care of.
Yes, it's the same meaning,、
mm-hmm. but a different way.
Okay, next.
生涯を共にすることを誓いますか?
Do you promise to spend your life together? 生涯 is the word for
the entire life.
So lifetime. So literally, lifetime followed by object marker を共にする means...
To share.
So, lifetime, share. Do you swear? So, altogether, it means, do you swear to share your lifetime with this person? Nice.
Yeah, and in the translation, do you promise? It's that whole, do you take this person? And then we have the answer. Natsuko-san?
誓います。
I do.
Yeah, come on. Natsuko-san, what kind of 誓います was that?
More emotion, baby.
Well, it's a formal situation here, isn't it?
That's right. No, actually, a lot of my foreign friends have commented that Japanese weddings, even though it's a happy occasion, people are so serious. They dress all in black and they look really serious-faced and nobody breaks into laughter.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's very bizarre, isn't it? It's a happy occasion, but it's very solemn, too.
It is. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of crying, too, because they're so emotional.Parents crying, uncles crying.
Well, there are various reasons to cry.
Exactly.
Now, interesting story about this word, chikaimasu. Now, it's literally translated as to promise. So when I first came to Japan and I wanted to say promise, I would use chikaimasu.
Which is completely weird.
Well, thank you for putting it so lightly. And Natsuko, thank you for the laughing support.
I imagine you always, you know,Answering, 誓います、誓います。じゃあ3時に行くことを誓います。
そう、その通りです。
That's so funny.
Somebody said to me, somebody asked me, 3時に行きますか?はい、誓います。So, I didn't realize that it takes on the meaning of, you know, swear with your whole life and,
yes,
you know,
right.It's a really big, serious word.
Yes.
That's like saying, so I'll see you at 3:00? Yes, I swear with my life I will be there. So solemn, so serious.
Yeah, I think if you find yourself in this situation, the word that I wanted to say was...
約束します?
Yeah.
Live and learn. There you go.
Learn through my mistakes.
Yes, let's all learn.
All right, moving on. Then we have the same conversation. So then Ishihara promises the same thing. Now Sasaki-san says the same thing. And remember, the person conducting the ceremony is the priest, which in Japanese is?
Bokushi.
So he's conducting this. And Sasaki-san agrees. She promises with?
誓います。
Then we have the ring exchange. In Japanese, this is?
指輪の交換。
Now we have the priest confirming that they promise to love each other for the rest of their lives, which is?
新郎と新婦は神と改宗の前において夫婦の誓約をなせり。
So it's really, again, very old-fashioned because it's a ceremonial situation.
Yeah, this is not very common Japanese as you'll come across each day. This is followed by?
ここにこの男女の夫婦たることを宣言します。
So announcing that they are now man and wife.
では指輪の交換を。
And then they exchange rings. Now, after they exchange rings,
誓いの口づけを証しとし、これより二人を夫婦とします。
the wedding kiss.
Yes. You may kiss the bride, finally. And with that, we call you husband and wife.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, it's such, the Japanese sounds so much better than you may kiss the bride. First, we have the word for kiss, Natsuko-san, which is?
Kuchizuke.
And then this is the proof.
Akashi.
Okay, again, inside the PDF. We're running a little short of time here, so we're going to have to rush through the rest of this. Then we have?
これより二人を夫婦とします.
Okay, now in between, there is one point in a Japanese wedding where the couple will sign.
Yes.
Documentation making them man and wife. Now, of course, this again is kind of for show.
Mm-hmm.
The real registration takes place at City Hall.
Yes,
the shiaksho.
Yeah.
Okay, but here this is kind of a show. They come back, they turn, they face the crowd. The priest announces them as man and wife with the names and sends them on their way.
And it's a happy ending for Sasaki-san and Ishihara-san.
Yay!
Finally! Yay!
Congratulations!
And don't tell me there's a chapter 10. It's gonna turn all this around.
All right. Yeah, no chapter 10. But if you have any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. I know we threw a ton at you today. You're probably going to have questions, anything, but maybe that answer you're looking for is inside the PDF, inside the Learning Center. We have so much material to bring what you learn here all together. All right, a happy ending. And that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また来週!
また来週!
石原さんは佐々木さんを妻として健やかなる時も辞める時もいたわり尽くし生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？誓います。佐々木さんは石原さんを夫とし健やかなる時も辞める時もいたわり尽くし 生涯を共にすることを誓いますか？誓います。よろしい。新郎と新婦は神と改宗との前において夫婦の誓約をなせり、ここにこの男女の夫婦たることを宣言します。では、指輪の交換を、誓いの口づけを証しとし、これより二人を夫婦とします。